All right, welcome to another episode of the Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio. I am your host, Craig Quimby Chinosky. I don't know why I felt the need to give everybody my first and last name today. Full name? Yeah, my full name. Oh. Are you, can I hear you? I don't, check, did you turn the microphone off? No? No? Microphone. Microphone? Microphone. Pull the microphone out. Now look at the power button.
Is that better?
No.
Is that better?
No.
What about now?
What is going on here?
What about now?
I don't think so. I can't hear you at all. I just had that working earlier. Try this. Try now.
What about now? There you go.
What the hell?
I don't know. I don't know what you did.
Sorry about that, everybody.
Deepest
apologies.
And yes,
we are a professional podcast here.
Deepest apologies.
Wow.
Good things. Mazel, mazel. How things going?
Oh, I know what I did. Hold on.
What'd you do?
I know what I did. But it's getting fixed. Get out.
Talk.
There I am, right there.
There it is. Where it's supposed to be.
I thought you. Wait a minute. I thought you were supposed to put some gas in it. They were all out. All they had was diesel. Say, go to the next station.
Everybody, Get Tanked Happy Hour, sponsored by our good friends at Miller Lite Stateside Vodka. That's premium vodka distilled right here in Fishtown. Workhorse Brewing out of King of Prussia, the Bucks County Baseball Company, up, of course, in Bucks County. Friend J.P. Lutz. The website is bigger than the showroom. That's BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. Our good friend Mike McVay at David Dodge Chrysler Jeep, all the Cavanaugh's restaurants. We're talking about Ken Hutchings and one of the owners of Cavanaugh's,
right,
and what we just did this last 5 days, which is really frustrating. But
it was frustrating yet awesome.
Frustrating yet golden brown. Golden brown.
Yeah, I do like the tan.
Make sure you patronize all the Cavanaugh's restaurants, Cavanaugh's River Deck, when it's back open. I believe that's May 1st.
Is it May 1st?
Maybe April 1st. I don't know.
You think it's going to be a little early? The heat is on.
Well, hey, God bless global warming, baby.
Yeah.
Cavanaugh's Head House off of 2nd and South. Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse between 18th and 19th on Sansom Street. Check out our good friend Paul working the basement bar there. And, of course, Cavanaugh's University City at 39th and Sansom, our good friend Brian Pavelchek up there. And, of course, all the beautiful ladies at Delilah's.
Damn, Skippy.
They're still working.
Awesome sauce.
It's open.
Awesome sauce.
Our good friends in Manny Hug, Bourbon Blue, the Bayou and Cactus, and, of course, the Bayou and Cactus's love child, the Manny Hug Sport and Social Club, the most social intramural sports leagues in the city.
Sweet. You got it on.
I got it off that time.
And we're not even reading from the list.
That's what I got to do. I got to not stop reading from this fucking list.
Yeah.
Our good friend Ken Davies and all the City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and East Market. Our good friend Jeff Quinn across the bridge at Echelon Health and Fitness. Our good friend Jari Evans at Somo Sophie. Yeah. And don't forget Somo in Manayunk as well.
Yeah.
And our good friend Sean Brace and Philly Influencer, 102.5 The Gambler, the boys at 4th and John. We've got a big announcement coming up about that.
Yeah.
But again, missed the meeting because iHeart closed their studio down yesterday for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's kind of like why it's just me. It's kind of like why it's just me and you in here.
I can't tell you how frustrated to not be able to tell you what we know is going to be taking place.
It is.
But it's a great announcement because it's not just us. It's our boys over 4th and John.
Correct. It's a bunch of us.
There's
a lot going on.
There's some stuff going down. We're gonna rewrite the sports radio books in Philadelphia.
We're going to try to, yes.
We are. Okay. There's a reason why we're doing this. Reason why we're moving. There's a reason why we're shaking.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, our biggest sponsor, of course, Pete Ciarocchi and our good friends, Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia, South Philly, whatever you want to say it. Big Dog.
Yes, sir.
I, of course, am with my co-host with the mostest, but he's not the mostest anymore because he's about 20 pounds down. Look at Stealth Morpheus over there.
I'm trying.
Stealth Morpheus.
I'm trying to get things.
Number 78 in your program. Number one in your heart. Hollis Tank Thomas. Big Dog, what happened in sports history today?
Well, you know, today is March the 13th, 2020, and it's Friday the 13th. You didn't pay attention to that, did you? Friday the 13th?
Yeah.
You're not superstitious, you're just dishes. It's the 73rd day of the year. There's 293 of these puppies left. We're going to start with some national holidays because there's some quality ones. And you guessed it, The first one is Coconut Torte Day.
Coconut torte?
Yes, it's us.
What the fuck is that?
It's a delicious pie.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's cream, whipped cream, coconut, the graham cracker across the whole shebang.
And there it is.
Yes.
And there goes Morpheus with the voice.
And today is also Blame Someone Else Day.
Ah, there it is. I blame Captain Dempsey.
Yep, exactly. Today is
Blame Somebody Else Day. National Blame Somebody Else Day. I'm blaming Captain Dempsey.
It's also National Ken Doll Day.
Oh, so if you're a good-looking man and you had your dick snipped off, there you go.
And it's absolutely, this is for everybody in America. Today is National Skeptical Day.
Well,
skeptical of everything.
I am skeptical. I'm skeptical about the coronavirus. And if they let me out of the country on Monday, I'm going to the Bahamas. And I hope the ban takes place as soon as I get there.
Okay, now we're going to go into some sports events that went down. In 1918, the very first NHL championship came about. It was between the Montreal Canadiens and the Toronto Arenas. It was actually a two-game series way back when. This is actually the day that they did pretty much most of them. We're going to go to 1943 when baseball, they decided on official baseball with corking and some other stuff.
Nice.
Corking and some other stuff. We have a bunch of inventions that went down today. Today was in 1852, the Uncle Sam figure, cartoon figure.
Ah, okay.
We want you. Yeah, it first appeared in the New York Lantern Weekly in 1852. Also, Chester Greenwood.
The molester?
No, Chester.
The hustler cartoon?
No, Chester Greenwood. In 1877, he patents the earmuffs. He was only 15 years old when he made those.
Really?
Earmuffs. So, also, in 1894, J.L. Johnson, this is for you, all you gambling folks out there, he invented the horse racing stalls.
Oh.
So to get the get-out stalls.
Is that a... Pretty much when bathroom stalls got invented as well?
Pretty much.
Nice.
I got to get a couple of birthdays here real quick. In 1971.
Pimping is easy, apparently, according to our boy Troy Fleming.
Yikes.
There we go.
In 1971, we have Curtis Conway. Curtis did the broadcast bootcamp with me.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitter.
Hello, darling. How you doing? you have 1972, Trent Dilfert. 1973, Bobby Jackson. Also 1973, Big Daddy Dan Wilkerson. 1951, Fred Berry, rerun Berry's birthday. And who was this? Common, the rapper, is 1972.
Steve Suter. It's Jake Arrieta throws someone under the bus day.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Who are you telling? And besides today being the premiere of T.J. Hooker.
best title for a show ever.
Nice to see you. It's been a long time.
You're just as lovely
as you.
Oh, I got to get the sound going so everybody else can hear it. I forgot. Sorry about that, guys.
Sorry about that. We're playing music. And we have the
singings of Mr. Conway Twitty.
You know, have you heard of tight pants wearing woman?
No.
A song he's got, and it's pretty awesome.
Really?
Yes, it's great for the masses. He's looking for some stuff. I'm just here chilling. Oh yeah, I was having a conversation with some of my esteemed colleagues, and I feel like we should jump right into this, especially with Shut Up Diaz not being here, and he was having a rift about my time with the Eagles, about how we had a process also. I was like, yeah, but our process took us to a championship game. You guys can't get out of the second round of the playoffs after 8 years of losing.
Well, we're going to get to that process.
We're going to get to that process in a minute. But it's like, and then also we were talking about what the hell is there going to be to do since all the sports are canceled. There's nothing to watch on TV.
We do have something in place, everybody.
Well, that's why I brought
that. We have the best bracket known to man. Coming to play.
Well, that's why I brought it up, kind of, because I saw you guys' bracket. I didn't want to spoil it for myself because I wanted to be kind of surprised. I didn't want to just mess it up for myself like all the way and know what was coming, because then it wouldn't be that great. Because actually, I think the gymnastics is still going.
Gymnastics.
Yes, that's about it.
There we go. Does anybody want to watch gymnastics?
That's all we're going to have to watch for the next 2 weeks.
All right.
Now,
let's get it done and over with.
Let's get it done. It's something that has to be done. I think a couple of the other countries took it lightly. What you got going? Okay, we got the music going. Don't worry, we're getting the music going, folks.
There we go. Now we're set, everybody. I hope you stayed with us, because what we want to be able to do is every time we do this, we want you to hear it.
Hope you're doing fine, just to know means so much to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty. Anyway.
Now, one of my followers said, we're going to read more books. You're going to read more books.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch TV.
Yep.
A whole lot of cartoons.
That is it. I'm going to enjoy that.
A whole lot of animated stuff. when you think about it, this is actually a little bit worse than when the baseball All-Star game goes, and then there's absolutely nothing to do.
Well, yeah, there's only one day out of there, 2 days out of the year,
right,
where there is no sporting events,
right,
nor major sporting events. And everybody knows the day before and the day after the Major League Baseball All-Star game.
Yeah, well, God.
Well, guess what? The month of March in 2020 is going to hit and break records for a long time.
It's probably going to be Netflix is going to make a lot these next 2 weeks.
Oh, right?
Binge watching. A lot of people are probably going to binge watch. A lot of people are going to be at home. So, I mean,
It's frustrating.
A little bit.
You know what? Here's
what's your take on it?
I had a take on this whole coronavirus thing, and before it was this is a bunch of bullshit. I'm tired of it. I think it's completely unnecessary.
Right.
But then, you know, today comes around. I just got back from the Cayman Islands.
Right.
I feel fine.
Right.
But I was also at Stingray City with hundreds of people that were on cruise ships.
Yeah, right.
And Chris Sack was going to come in today, and so was Pops.
Right.
And Chris and Pops both have kids.
Yes, they do. They do.
And we made the decision that suggested, hey, don't come in.
Yeah.
You know, don't come in. I would hate to give you something, and then you give it to your kids,
right,
and your kids can't recover from it. You
correct.
Know? Chris has a one-year-old.
Yeah, he has one. He has three. He's three boys, on him.
Two. Yeah,
they probably gonna have another one.
Well, three boys if you include his dad. But you know, it's just
you don't want to be responsible for that. Basically.
No, I don't. I don't want that on my. I don't want that on my shoulders.
And the thing is, I was
because I couldn't live with that guilt.
That's horrible guilt. And all you had to do is just that's why we made executive decisions and told them we'll just do the show.
Hey, you know, yeah, you know what, And as much bullshit as I think this whole thing is,
right,
you know, if it's got to be, you know, at least they're not half-assing it.
Right. It's better safe than sorry.
Yeah, they're
right.
going at it. Yeah. You know, knock this fucking thing out in 2 to 3 weeks and get life back on schedule.
Yeah, that's the best
I'm good with that.
I'm good with that. Yeah.
Now, if this thing starts to extend itself, elongates, and it's 3 fucking months from now, I'm going to start taking baseball bats to everything.
I got it. That's a quarantine, huh?
Yeah. You know, and I'll quarantine myself. I'll hang out with Big Dog and I. We both have respiratory problems. It's because we're fat.
Yeah, you can tell the way I'm breathing.
Yeah. I'm all day with it.
Yeah. Speaking of,
so,
now, I was, before things went awry with the coronavirus, I was looking at checking out free agency, and I was checking out the draft, which is also postponed, but they stopped the travel of a lot of teams stop the travel of their teams so they can have them sit still and just get everybody out of the way, let them sanitize everything.
We were on the tram with the Ole Miss basketball team yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
They were pissed.
Oh, yeah. Because they canceled the tournament. Oh, man.
Everything.
Yeah, and it's kind of
– And that's not only – that's these kids' billboard for the NBA draft.
Exactly. And it's one of those things where – it's going to be Jack. And also, you got to remember who's the senior this year, and they possibly who's going to make it to the tournament.
Exactly.
And it's going to be
It was their last chance.
And also,
what I don't understand, all right, I get postponing it.
Right.
canceling that motherfucker.
The whole yeah.
That's where I have a problem.
Well, yeah, because it's not like the kids are going to get the opportunity to do it again.
And it's not like the kids aren't in school until fucking May.
Exactly.
They're in school. There's not a goddamn one of them graduating until the end of May.
On top of that, there's people who came back, and this is like they got an extra senior year because it's something medical. Are they going to get to finish it out next year?
Right. Exactly. It's a
catch 22. It's kind of like why football never really goes on strike anymore. Because if you lose a year, it's not like baseball or basketball.
You can't get it back.
You're not getting it back.
Yeah.
And the longer the tooth you get, the more they're trying to push you out the door.
I don't like that decision by the NCAA.
Right.
I believe, hey, if you're going to quarantine, go ahead. Penn's out of school for the rest of the semester. Did you know that?
They are?
They are online the rest of the semester.
Penn is? Really?
Penn.
Well, yeah, I think they were.
It was great because we had two girls sitting next to us on a plane last night that go to Penn. They were like, so you're going to be getting your University of Phoenix degree at University of Pennsylvania, huh?
Yikes. hold on. It's like, wait a minute. That's some breaking news from one of my constituents out of DeKalb, one of my former teammates. The news said that if you've ever went to Amnesia Nightclub in DeKalb, Illinois, then you're immune to the coronavirus.
Suck what?
Amnesia. It was a nightclub in my college town.
Okay.
It's called Amnesia. But when you come in there,
if you went to that club, you're now completely immune to the coronavirus?
Yeah, but so it seemed like no matter when you walked in the club, the DJ would jump on the mic and be like, welcome to Amnesia. I mean, it's kind of like some of the guys a lot of guys from our squad as watching us now. We used to register online? You register for classes online? Did y'all used to do that?
I don't remember.
Well, it was a particular voice we remember because
we didn't have online.
Well, not online, but on the phone.
That's the phone.
Yeah. Oh. Well, we could register for certain classes on the phone, and it would be like this class is in room 101 at DuSalvo Hall. But it would be like a computer voice, and then it seemed like a brother come on and say DuSalvo Hall.
Wow.
But everybody who went to Northern Illinois, they knew about DuSalvo Hall.
DuSalvo Hall.
Yeah. But everybody's watching.
There's questions.
Yeah, what's the question?
Nephew Justin, no, we didn't, man. We didn't get out at all. We picked the only fucking 4 days to go down to the Caymans where it was 30-knot winds.
Now, I was
blowing 30-knot winds the whole time. We couldn't even get through the cut.
Oh, man, because I was going to ask you, did you guys even go on the boat or look at a boat?
No, we went out to Stingray City, but that's all flat.
Flat.
Reef protected.
So, wait a minute, you guys went inside the water with stingrays?
Yeah.
You guys are some brave souls, I tell you.
you'll get your white boy gene eventually.
Not in a damn stingray.
Dude.
I get on the boat.
Talking to Hollis about being in anywhere with animals is, I grew up in the fucking hood, boy. Has anybody ever seen the picture of Hollis staring at the lizard down in Costa Rica with me last year?
Dude, if you see some of the possums and large rats I've seen.
Yeah, they're bigger than that shit.
No. Apparently you haven't seen a possum.
Denise Lowmaster watching from Costa Rica. What's up, sweetheart? Hey, you know what? Let's do this. Let's take a quick break.
We're going to take a quick break.
And we're going to come back. We've got some things to talk about tonight. We might go a lot longer than an hour because, to be honest with you, we ain't got shit to do.
Nah, we ain't got nothing to do. Nobody's going to work or nothing.
We're going to talk about the process.
Oh, God.
And whether or not you still trust it.
I never trusted it.
We're going to talk about baseball and their decision to postpone the season.
Right.
We're going to talk about hockey. We're going to talk about the NCAA. We're going to talk free agency and football because that's the only thing
that matters
to look forward to since that's the only thing that hasn't been fucking postponed yet.
Well, it has a little bit, though.
What?
They pushed back the tampering date.
Oh, did they?
Yes, son of
like
an
onion. I said.
Son of an onion! Shit.
But anyway, we're going to be back on Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, right after this. Hopefully.
Between a boy and man, she
Buddy,
yeah. What?
Back on Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio. We do have an announcement that we are making official as of right now.
And what's that?
On May 22nd.
May 22nd.
Friday.
Friday.
May 22nd.
May 22nd.
Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas and I will be posted up at AMC Broad Street 7.
AMC Broad Street 7.
And we are going to pay for at least 150 underprivileged children in Philadelphia and their guardians, to attend the premiere of the brand new SpongeBob movie with popcorn and soda and all the trimmings.
All the trimmings
and
the treat.
Autographs and photos with the big dog.
Autographs and selfies.
So if we can get some support from everybody else, we're going to do two theaters and two shows.
Cool.
So we'd be able to do up to 320 underprivileged children and their guardians, parents or guardians.
They get to see SpongeBob. Awesome.
And
sauce.
They get to see SpongeBob SquarePants, the new SpongeBob movie with the biggest SpongeBob SquarePants fool on the planet, Mr. Hollis Tank.
Awesome.
Thomas.
I'm showing them SpongeBob on my wrist.
Oh yeah, yeah. So we're happy about that announcement. If anybody knows anybody ever at the Philadelphia Boys and Girls Clubs and can apply some pressure over there, we just want to have an organization handle.
Right, right. Yeah, handle the
filling the place.
Filling the place up.
Because
yeah.
You know, I know.
So Joe, I'm sorry. I know some people that's watching. Joe, my boy Joe, he does a park and recreation.
Okay.
John Barber, he's part of the public school, public school board.
Let's get it.
So let's get it.
We're gonna do the 7 and 9:30 showings.
Right.
So don't have to worry about the kids being in school.
Correct.
The coronavirus will be wiped out by then, everybody.
Yes.
I promise you that.
Now,
so we're excited to be working with AMC for this.
Yes, and moving and shaking.
And getting something out there good for this is a Green Legion radio event.
It's powered by Green Legion.
Powered by Green Legion Radio.
Yes.
It's definitely a Get Tanked happy hour because it is Friday.
Friday, but we'll be with the kids. So first, we're going to play with the kids.
So there'll be a flask involved, apparently.
Maybe, yeah, you know, I don't want to be faded around the kids. You know,
yo,
it's like the fat guy.
Hollis.
The fat guy.
Where's the snuff?
The fat guy's got all the sauce. But it's funny. I was glad we were able to finally mention that because I've been trying to keep it under wraps.
More under wraps.
Yeah, and it was another part. Actually, to what you were saying when you were talking, I was just thinking about the bullying stuff I did because the way you got this started was because you saw a picture of me with Tank's Kids.
Yep, Tank's Kids is his animated show.
Yeah, I do it.
Cool as hell.
Yeah, I try to do a little bullying. Stop the bullying. You know, because sometimes you have enough problems going through this game we call life, just trying to not even trying to get by, but just trying to survive.
Yeah.
So with somebody on your rump or on your case all the time for nothing.
you know what else? You know
what's
who,
that?
You know who might be a good guy to get involved in this?
What's that?
Mr. Dave Spadaro.
Spuds, yeah.
Maybe we could get a couple more players out there.
Also, when I go back over, I'm going to talk to Ryan and Brian Papson, too.
Cause yeah.
I'm going to let them
know. Oh, get our girl in, too.
Amanda?
Amanda
moved to Florida.
Oh, that's right.
Remember I told you that's why I was meeting with her, so I was going to work a little bit more closely with the Eagles alumni, myself and Brian Papson. We got some things going. The Eagles autism is coming up. We had to obviously cancel the event I was supposed to appear at tomorrow in Lansdale. It was Eagles autism for children.
Rob Valivas just said, "Hey Hollis, I'll go to high school with you."
Oh God,
I'll go to high schools with you.
Speaking of that, where is
yeah,
our?
When is Rexy coming back?
Where's our leadership at?
Where is our leadership? Fucking man!
Oh man, Rexy
is back on March 27th.
Oh yeah, because I did talk to him online, and I talked to him online. That was funny. Hey, what's up, Kathy? I talked to him online, and just for the first time, and I could just hear leadership coming through.
So, what do you think, Rex? Well, I think it has something to do with a lot to do with leadership.
when you look at, I don't know, did you pay attention to the way everything went down as far as everybody canceling the rest of their seasons?
No,
I was actually watching TV. And I saw them cancel the Utah Jazz game, and I was like, "Oh man!" And a lot of everybody was like, "Why are you all man?" I was like, "Man, because those referees are currently officiating, and we're playing against the players that played the Jazz, and one of the officials was there."
It wasn't that. You know how these guys from the Jazz got it, right?
Wow!
Because they went to Thailand during the All-Star break to get their knobs shined.
Oh dear Lord.
I don't know if that's the case, but I'm betting.
I know what
I would do if I had 5 days off.
and access to a private plane?
Yeah.
Man.
Rob's on fire tonight. He talked to him online. Were they sex texting?
Oh, were they sexting?
They're sexting, Rob.
Sexting, Rob.
Come on, Rob.
Come on.
There's Mr. Dyslexia.
So one of the ladies who already talked about something, hey, let's talk about relationships. No.
No.
No, that would be a no.
We're going to talk about the relationship Philadelphia sports fans have with their teams. That's the relationship that we're going to talk about on this show.
Fiber Brown?
You know what's going to be weird, dude?
What's that?
When we get on the shit.
Fiber Brown?
I was about to spill something I'm not allowed to spill yet.
Okay. I know what you was about to say.
I'm gonna have to host a show without drinking.
Yeah. Yes, it's pretty easy.
With a lot more people listening.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
I don't know.
Gonna be wired for sound though.
I know.
Five
right?
hour energy. So back on the cussing.
Please, please, what up, Joey? Get somebody in there for the 7-second delay.
Tap, tap, tap.
I would like to take time to thank all of my people from Northern Illinois who are joining us. They're just from the school. I don't think they're in Northern. There's some of them. They're sprinkled all over Indiana and Chicago area and Iowa.
You know who I want to thank?
Who's that?
I have something. Somebody in particular that I definitely want to thank.
Who was that?
And it was for whoever tricked the intercom officer at Miami International Airport yesterday. So coming back from Grand Cayman, and we're sitting waiting to get on the flight to Philly.
Right.
Harry Foreskin, could you please pick up the closest intercom airport intercom? Harry Foreskin. And we just sat, and all three of us were like doing something that we were just completely in, like focused on.
Yeah.
And we just all looked at each other like this. So in the middle of a pandemic, whoever set that up, and that reminded me because Rob did that to Lisa Ann.
Oh
and
God,
Sky Harbor.
Oh yeah. It didn't go that good though.
Wait. So I could do the show drunk.
Slightly.
Nobody can see. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, all right. Let's get rid of the NCAA.
Okay.
First, I disagree with the move.
Right.
I disagree with the move because there's plenty of time to make it happen.
Well, yeah, I was going to say I disagree with the move of canceling it. I don't disagree with the move of postponing it.
No, yeah. I disagree with the move canceling it.
Right,
100%.
Yeah, because it's a little different. But the pros, you have another season. When you're an amateur athlete,
and you know what? You can condense this thing.
Exactly.
You can condense this thing into every other day.
And I think
get it out of the way. This is why these kids came. For most of them, this is why they came to school.
Yeah, and the weird thing is when you look at the way things went down, they start canceling the tournaments. It was kind of imminent that the NCAA tournament was going to cancel because you don't want
to be the odd man out.
Yeah, and the automatic seeds when you win a tournament. So it was a lot going on, and it's just the virus is scary. And you know what.
Here's even worse. You ready?
Right.
And people wouldn't like to hear this, but I might even consider, just based on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be, by the way, my shirt does say I smell hippies. Yeah. And there's going to be assholes out there that are going to disagree with this statement wholeheartedly.
Uh-huh.
But I'm good with the top 16 teams right now.
Right.
Plan.
Well, actually, I'm good with the top 25 plan.
Well, you can't do top 25.
Or do top 26.
Well, you can't do top 26. What you have to do 32.
Okay, do the top 32.
16.
You know, 16,
you get it through in fucking 4 to 5 days.
No.
All right, you play every other day.
It is a quality idea. But it would get it done. But you know what the thing is?
Yeah, you're right, Steven Suter. One shining moment gone to shit.
What were you thinking about it? It goes with what we were thinking. Well, I was thinking of guys who get an opportunity to possibly play in a tournament for the first time in their career and being a senior.
Yeah.
It would kind of knock them out if you just picked the top 16.
I guarantee you, you can't go through a season.
Mm-hmm.
When you have the ability to crown a winner,
right?
Shit, if it's just the top ranked four teams right now,
yeah,
I would almost say let it happen, just to crown a winner.
But it still takes away a true winner.
Now,
asterisk.
Now, can a private firm come in afterwards and run a tournament?
Ooh, possibly. But it would have to be no.
It would have to be after the school's the semester's over.
After the semester's over, yeah. But it's kind
of the summer NCAA championship, brought to you by Walmart.
That'd be one of the cheapest tournaments.
I don't know. Rutgers, 30 years since they've been to the dance.
Well, they weren't going this year.
Yeah, Captain Demps, top 26. Turn his mic off. Hey, math and defensive tackle. I don't know. Stunts. That's about it.
Well, you at least take the top 25. I mean, that's what they put on.
Well,
I understand the top 32.
It just have to bracket that way.
Yeah.
Unless you're there'd be no play-in games. There'd be none of that shit. Well, no, or the 32 could be the play-in games. There could be six play-in games.
Right. Yeah. That's what. But I'm saying that if you have to get something to get the lower tier teams involved. Because it's got to be somebody's gonna it's one time. All you get is one time. All you got to do is be better than a great team one time.
So we agree.
We agree that they should
postpone.
They should postpone it, but not cancel it. Not for the amateurs.
All right, let's talk about this then.
Wait a minute. Hey, hold on. Joyce would like me to say this. She said Rutgers ain't going anyway.
Yeah, right. Well, let's stay on the hard court.
Okay.
Are you good with the NBA's decision?
I'm good with the NBA's decision mainly because it's like four or five people got it like right away. So Fisher got it too.
Ah.
Yeah, Fisher got it. And Fisher and two players. And so it's, we don't know if Charles Barkley's got it yet.
Faisal, provided you and your family fund this, I would support the summer NCAA tournament by the Green Legion. 100%. one of my best friends, fraternity brothers.
Right.
A longtime debater. Mm-hmm. Cowboys fan, unfortunately, is only bad fucking quality.
You guys are friends?
My man over in Africa, Faisal. Oh, God. Faisal Badat. Good dude.
What up, Joe?
All right, so we're good with that move. Hockey don't really care about because that's another month into the season.
Yeah, I was a little pissed because we were doing real good. And well, I just wanted to see.
It was going to blow up in their face anyway.
It's easy for you to say, I mean.
Sorry,
it's cool. I mean, I totally watching it over the years. Even like just watching it from afar when I first got back. I got back in 2012, so even you know being on the radio station and watching it from afar, we were stinking up the joint.
Yeah.
And then it was just like a bunch, but it was just like a bunch of just crap just going on. But I feel like with the new coach coming in and being the way he is, and I can see the difference totally because it was like somebody was like, "You watch hockey?" I was like, "Yeah." Mm-hmm. And the funny part was they was like, "What are you yelling at?" I was yelling at the TV a couple times, you know, because that's what I do.
Hey, Faisal, I want you to meet Hollis. He has sacked Troy Aikman so many times.
Troy Aikman is my bitch. Trey Aikman's my bitch. And Emmitt Smith.
Yeah. Stuffed Emmitt a bunch of times.
That's my diamond girl.
My diamond girl.
And so but I feel like this was a good opportunity for the young guys to get just a little
I am not going to admit that I'm wrong about the Flyers, Rob.
I put it this way. I don't blame you for the way you think about the Flyers.
Why would you?
No. But this is my thinking. This is not so much my thinking. This is the reason why, because they've let you down so many times. Prove to you. They have to prove to you. They have to regain your
Faisal,
trust and loyalty.
In case you want to know about your team, they won four. We don't like it, but four.
It's actually five.
Is it five?
Yeah, but nobody give a fuck. They won one this century. They haven't even touched the winner.
Tell him, Rob. Faisal, we'll get you a VCR so you can watch those highlights.
Actually, you might want to get him a Betamax.
Betamax. My dad bought a Beta, and the first fucking video he bought was the Alice in Wonderland porn parody.
Oh, dear Lord.
I didn't leave the house for 3 months.
You didn't get the Mother Goose porn parody? This is awkward. Because the first regular movie I saw.
Hey, Rob, if you want to host the radio show when I'm away, keep it up.
So actually, we can move on to basketball because I know you don't want to hear about hockey.
It's still pretty far away from the playoff run, even though it's not, but it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, hockey goes into fucking June.
Yeah, it does.
And you know, we're fine with that. I'd like to take another quick break.
You'll take a quick hiatus. A little quick hiatus.
Well, you know, I'd like to lay you down.
I hope you're talking about the fucking music because I don't know.
Don't miss a moment. Live TV from 70 plus channels.
Hold on.
What the hell was that?
Start streaming now.
Hey. Oh, come on, really? Oh, damn YouTube and these fucking ads.
I know. Yeah.
Here we go.
Gotta learn how to cue that shit up.
There's a lot of ways of saying what I want to say to you. There's songs and poems and promises and dreams that might come true.
But everybody, after Conway Twitty lays you down, we'll be back on Green Legion Radio, the Get Tanked Happy Hour, right after this.
I'd just love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things a woman loves to hear. I'll let you know how much it means just having you around. Oh, darling, how I'd love to lay you down. There's so many ways your sweet love's made this house into a home. You've got a way of doing little things that turn me on. Like standing in the kitchen in your faded cotton gown. With your hair all up in curlers, I still love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things a woman loves to hear. I'll let you know how much it means just having you around. Oh, darling, how I love to lay you down. When a whole lot of Decembers are showing in your face, your auburn hair has faded and silver takes its place. You'll be just as lovely and I'll still be around. And if I can, I know that I'd still love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things a woman loves to hear. It means just having you around. Oh, darling, how I'd love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things my woman loves to hear. I'll let you know how much it means just having you around. Oh, darling, to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things my woman loves to hear. I'll let you know.
Alright. We are back on
Conway Twitty,
the Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio. Alright, another announcement, everybody.
What's this one?
Alright, so since there is going to be no NCAA tournament bracket challenge this year, the foundation members of Green Legion Radio, myself, Hollis Thomas, Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, Pops, have all started working on a bracket challenge for you. And that bracket challenge is going to be released next week on the same day that they were going to start the NCAA tournament, which I believe is next Thursday.
Right.
All right, this is how this is going to work. It is action hero, action movie heroes, science fiction heroes, superheroes.
So how,
this is going to be a 64-team bracket.
So, okay.
You are going to see people like Captain Marvel go up against Officer John McClane.
Wow, interesting.
Rocky going up against Iron Man.
Balboa?
Is there another Rocky? unless you want to talk about Rocky Dennis.
Oh, God, no.
Which, you know.
Stop it.
we could call him Juggernaut. We could call him Juggernaut. All right. So we are going to give our give away our first Green Legion trip for two, all right, with this challenge. But you have to do two things. Once we put the bracket challenge together, you're going to have to put the bracket challenge in.
Yep.
And then
have to submit it.
And then every day every day on Green Legion, on the Green Legion Facebook page and on greenlegion.com, when we launch our new website, which is coming next week, you're going to have to go and vote for the individual matchups.
Who
would think would win between Rocky and John McClane? Who do you think would win between Iron Man and the Hulk? Because that battle was never finished. Right? And there's just going to be 64, down to 32, down to 16, down to 8, down to the final four. And then we're going to figure it out. And it's based on who thinks should win.
Well, yeah. And also,
so it's all votes.
All votes.
And then whoever has the final two.
Right.
And Ken, we'll do.
Are we doing the final two or the winner? Or the final two.
The winner of the final two, because it's a trip for two.
Right.
All right. Winner take all. There's no consolation prize in the NCAA tournament, baby. You don't get a participation trophy. One of the last pure sports tournaments there is.
All right. Yeah, you know, so, you just nobody remembers the loser though, do they?
What happened there?
Huh? Nobody remembers the loser. I was talking, you know what came up really? Was talking to Diaz and about the process and him continually bringing statistics out of his ass. Instead of victories.
Well, let's talk about that, yeah. Right? All right. I brought this up on Facebook this week.
Okay.
I get it. Right. Sean Gorman, right. One of the smartest people I know, another fraternity brother of mine.
Okay.
He'll continue to argue with me whenever I say stuff about the...
he's an apologist?
No, he's not an apologist. He's brilliant. He's retired.
Right.
And he's 50.
Right.
So there you have it.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
He traded oil options on the New York Stock Exchange.
Right.
All right. So that ought to tell you everything you need to know right there.
Savvy.
The process was gaining assets, and I understand that. I just feel as though those assets have not
materialized in anything.
Okay, Embiid. Embiid is the only one on this team right now that I wouldn't get rid of.
Pretty much.
He's the only one. And Richardson. Because Richardson comes in at such a low price.
And Mike Scott. I'm sorry, Mike Scott. The new kid, the Thibault, good. Why does he play him more?
Because he doesn't make any money. He's not selling. But after all that, right. I mean... how many top five picks have we had?
A bunch.
That have materialized into
Nothing.
Nothing.
And
nothing.
To piggyback off what
Okafor.
Yep, exactly. You can go back past Fultz, you go back to MCW. Who do we have with MCW?
Hold on. No, here's another one. How many centers do you have to draft to figure it out? You're not doing No Nerlens Noel?
Exactly.
Come on. Hey, where does this fit in the process? You drafted so bad that you haven't hit on that perfect fucking player yet.
Nobody. And everybody else around you,
you
has hit. Everybody else around you.
Yeah, and that's it.
Yeah, everybody else.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go, big dog. Everybody else around you is hit.
Yes.
Everybody.
And this is the thing that I despise is everybody was talking about gaining assets, but if you don't do anything with the assets, you just get ice skating uphill. The other part of this is their main objective. Everybody who bought into this process, they were speaking about not getting ousted in the second round. Your process is supposed to be materialized. We still getting ousted in the second round. With just players that y'all talk about are high quality or all stars. I don't give a excuse the language. I don't give a fuck about an all star. Only all star I give a fuck about.
Diaz loves it.
Is a championship, a champion fucking ship.
Diaz loves it.
The
win a championship with five players that don't go to the all star game.
Exactly. Because I was arguing with him earlier on about he was talking about when we went to the NFC championship four years in a row. I was like, yeah, but we were going to the championship. We weren't getting ousted in the second round of playoffs. We're going to the championship.
Hold on, I can argue that one with him.
And you can't argue that one, but not when you're trying to back up.
But I can also say that it wasn't the defense's fault. It wasn't the defense's fault. Yeah. All right. How many points, what did you guys average defense letting up points those 4 years in a row?
If I wanted for argument's sake to say anything, I was only healthy for one NFC Championship game.
Well, besides that, it was the offense that never stepped up.
Because
they didn't have anybody there, and they finally went out and got Terrell Owens,
and they fucked,
and they won,
and we won. Actually, we won without him. But I think
at that point the team was so wired in.
Yeah, what I was going to say was his ability and his leadership permeated throughout the wide receiver corps. Even though some of the guys hated him,
he just brought confidence.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like,
and swagger, and that was something this team did not have.
Defensively,
the defense did. Yeah. Offense didn't.
Yeah, it was extremely funny.
The offense had this.
Oh yeah, yeah. The guitar play. The cornball nature.
Fucking jerk off.
The cornball nature, so to speak.
Oh my God! And when he got cornrows, that was it. Yo, Donovan, you've got one look.
And it's
almost white boy.
It's a young Richard Pryor afro.
My father came and went at the same time.
But when you look at the grand scheme of things, the only thing that I despise what the Sixers are doing is they continue to keep the same coach around. You had a coach. You can't be an apologist. You have to let him go. He's got the team as far as he can get them. We need a coach. Jimmy Butler.
Here's the problem.
Did you see in his interview? You didn't see Jimmy Butler. Oh, Jimmy Butler went on and was said what I've been saying. He's like, I didn't know who the fuck was in charge.
Really?
He said you come in there, you didn't know who to talk to, who to do this, who to do that with. He's like, I was at wit's end. I didn't know what the fuck to do. And when I went in the game, I didn't know what the hell to do. It's like, and when you don't have direction for a team, you're not going anywhere. And it was funny because he did it on Redick. What's the 3-point guy name?
JJ.
JJ Redick. He did it on his podcast.
He said the same thing?
No, that's what he said. That's what Jimmy Butler said on JJ Redick's podcast.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, they were there together.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, that's the one guy I didn't want to see go.
Who, JJ Redick?
No.
Oh,
Jimmy Butler.
But you kind of knew he was going because I didn't have a coach. We didn't have no authority figure. When you're a coach, they need to respect you. Respect your opinion. You can't be a speed bump.
What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing. Germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from in this country? Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu. And Americans, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol. It's true. Well, they don't want you to get an infection.
I forget both of them.
And you can see their point. Wouldn't want some guy to go to hell and be sick.
Yeah.
It would take a lot of the sportsmanship out of the whole execution. Fear of germs. Why, these fucking pussies. You can't even get a decent hamburger anymore. They cook the shit out of everything now because everybody's afraid of food poisoning. Hey, where's your sense of adventure? Take a fucking chance, will you? You know how many people die in this country from food poisoning every year? 9,000. That's all. It's a minor risk. Take a fucking chance, bunch of goddamn pussies.
George Carlin, baby.
Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid shit? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're fucking weak and you got a fucking weak immune system. Now,
Maybe.
All right. Let me tell you a true story about immunization, okay? When I was a little boy in New York City in the 1940s, we swam in the Hudson River.
Canine.
And it was filled with raw sewage, okay? We swam in raw sewage, you know, to cool off. And at that time, the big fear was polio. Thousands of kids died from polio every year. But you know something? In my neighborhood, no one ever got polio. No one, ever. You know why? Because we swam in raw sewage. It strengthened our immune systems. The polio never had a prayer. We were tempered in raw shit. So personally, I never take any special precautions against germs. I don't shy away from people who sneeze and cough. I don't wipe off the telephone. I don't cover the toilet seat. And if I drop food on the floor, I pick it up and eat it. I eat it. Even if I'm at a sidewalk cafe in Calcutta, the poor section.
Wow.
On New Year's morning during a soccer riot. And you know something? In spite of all that so-called risky behavior, I never get infections. I don't get them. I don't get colds. I don't get flu. I don't get headaches. I don't get upset stomachs. And I, you know why? Because I got a good, strong immune system, and it gets a lot of practice. My immune system is equipped with the biological equivalent of fully automatic military assault rifles with night vision and laser scopes. And we have recently acquired phosphorus grenades, cluster bombs, and anti-personnel fragmentation mines. So, when my white blood cells are on patrol, reconnoitering my bloodstream, seeking out strangers and other undesirables, if they see any suspicious-looking germs of any kind, they don't fuck around. They whip out the weapons, they wax the motherfucker, and deposit the unlucky fellow directly into my colon. Into my colon. There's no nonsense. There's no Miranda warning. There's none of that three strikes and you're out shit. First defense, bam, into the colon you go.
Anyway,
I was about to say,
that's George Carlin's take on the coronavirus.
He sounded like Lewis Black off the rip.
Oh, he did.
Hey, so everybody, so protect yourself. They somehow we giving a microbiology lesson, slightly. You do have to protect yourself, Joyce.
Joyce, I hear you protect yourself with your front. Wait, what?
What'd you say? Nah, but we was talking about the Sixers and basically kissing an overrated loser's ass.
Anyway, I'm not buying into the process anymore.
No,
The process to me is the process to me is you got to get lucky.
You really don't have to get lucky.
You have to get lucky. You have to get lucky with a rookie salary cap and one fucking player.
Well, the luck part is you actually have to have some people that know what the fuck they're doing when they're scouting. You can't have people that's going off of what everybody else is saying. You have to be able to evaluate talent. Now,
or you need somebody whose wife needs to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, pretty much. And quit creating dummy accounts and spewing the knowledge of the team out in public and then getting you fired.
J9, I am so happy that all of you are together, except for the fact that Jen Evans is there and I'm not playing with those new things.
And Joyce says process D's.
Process D's,
process
huh?
Process D's.
Joyce, I thought they were double D's.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You want to take another quick break?
We probably got to. I think let's do that. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. We're going to take another quick break on Get Tanked Happy Hour. We're going to come back. We're going to talk Eagles.
Talk a little bit of Eagles. Yes, good things.
Yeah. All right. Muzzle. We'll see you back in a couple seconds.
This beautiful country, this magnificent American landscape that we inherited. Show you that I'd win. Your love's a mine.
We're back.
We are back on Green Legion Radio, the Get Tanked Happy Hour.
Yes.
Myself and Hollis Tank Thomas leading you through into the 6 o'clock hour, Friday, the 13th, first one of the year.
Damn.
Sexy, right?
Kind of, sort of.
Friday the 13th, and President calls for a national emergency, state of emergency. Just so you guys know, all right, when you hear state of emergency, national emergency.
Right.
They do this when hurricanes are coming.
Yeah.
They do this.
It's a little different this time, though.
But they do this for a reason. It's right. Not because the country is in a state of emergency. It is because it allows all the government red tape
right.
and the state line red tape
right.
to be cut
yeah.
to help each other. All right. So
kind of like a
doctor who's licensed in Alabama.
Right.
Can help somebody that's sick in Mississippi
yeah, because,
if necessary.
Yeah, because it makes us band together.
Well, it
brings us together as a country.
It deregulates all the fucking crap that we normally have to go through
right.
that creates lawsuits.
Correct.
This says, okay, guess what? All right, the lawsuit thing is over now. Right
yeah.
now we're talking about a pandemic.
Yep.
All right, and it's no reason to panic more. It's no reason to panic more. Hey, Lisa. It's just no reason to panic more.
No reason to panic more.
It actually should make you feel better.
A little warm and fuzzy?
It should make you feel warm and fuzzy because that means if for some reason, if on the strangest of reasons you get sick, your ability to get attention, medical attention, will be so much faster,
a lot greater.
So much better.
Yeah.
Okay?
Even if you were going through
it's
it by
a good
yourself.
Thing. It's a good fucking thing.
Yep.
So
it's actually a great thing.
It's aggressive too. Yeah. And you know what? I did like Trump slapping the Dems today.
Oh God.
Yeah, we thought we had a deal, but the Dems weren't giving enough money. We didn't think they were doing what they should.
You way to kick them right in the nuts.
Mike Moyer, every time Chuck Norris crosses a state line, they call it a state of emergency.
Wow.
You're on fire today, dude.
Woo.
Have you hooked up with him recently?
Who, Chuck Norris?
I'm asking if Moyer did.
Did he hook up with Chuck Norris?
Yeah, I'm asking if he hooked up with Chuck
Norris. I know, that's what I'm asking. I was waiting
yeah,
on the answer. He's taking his sweet ass time, huh?
Ah, he's sweet ass. That's
awkward.
Yeah, so me, Ken Hutchings, and Phil Kilcullen, DJ at over at Delilah's, went to the Caymans this week. To go wahoo fishing, to put those under our belts.
You didn't get to go, though.
We didn't get to go out.
Ah.
We picked the only 4 days to go to Grand Caymans where it was blowing 30 knots all year.
Damn.
Yeah. Brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal. Anyway. So let's talk some birds.
Yeah, birds, good things.
As a matter of fact, let me get some lights on.
Okay.
Start talking. What do you think?
What am I thinking?
What do you want to talk about first?
I really want to talk about the secondary and the linebackers, because everybody keeps talking about offensive weapons. You have seen what – yes, you almost tripped the wire. You've seen what Carson can do with the basic weapons we have, and the guys put in position who are hungry to score. But in order for Carson to get good, to get great, we have to continually give him the ball back, and we can't keep giving up 12 or 13 play drives with the bend and don't fucking break type stuff, and then they get right back on the field, and we go 3 or 4 and out, and then the defense is back on the field giving up the rhythm again. So we need some cornerbacks that run a little bit less than a 4-5. And we need a real middle linebacker who, when the going gets tough, he can stop an ISO or a PBO. A PBO is a power bobo. That means they're running doogie, a double team with a back on backer. PBO, power bob O. That means back on backer. So
there's a couple ways we can go with that.
Yes, back on her back. I don't. It's a couple ways to go. That's right. Go birds. What's up, Khalil? Hey, but in saying that, I just get tired of our deep defensive backs getting torched, getting beat on the double move, and a lot of times you say, what's up with the guys up front? It's like, well, you can't really put up a fight up front if the guys on the back end aren't even holding their own. And then we do get them to a third and mega long, we give up the some of this time. Now see, some of this is coaching also. To me, some of it's coaching, because if I get somebody in the third and forever, I'm bringing the house and I'm gonna make them throw the ball quick and I'm gonna get them down so I get off the field. I'm not giving the quarterback a chance to stand back there and play 7-on-7 all fucking day. He had pressure bust pipes. He has to make a decision quick. My guys have to know how to tackle and get the guy on the ground ASAP. So you know, it's just one of those catch 22s where we need cornerbacks that run less than a 4-5. Cornerbacks that run less than a 4-5, and we need a middle linebacker who has some rocks in his pocket. Now, in doing this, see, he left me here by myself, so it is get tanked happy hour. So, and when we need linebackers, also, something else we need. We need a couple of guys for pass rushing, and on the edge to spell the guys that we have. I did like the sweat kid. But I felt like if he should have been pushed a little bit more. And then I just feel like we should just keep healthy competition. As far as the receiver core, I don't know what we should do. We weren't healthy enough to see what we had. But I do like the guys that stepped in and that stepped up. What do you guys think? We do need a guard, too. Because a guard, we do need is it a right guard or left guard? The opposite of Brandon Brooks. They say Samalu, but I feel like we're gonna need somebody, and we're also gonna need a center pretty soon because Jason Kelsey's getting long in the tooth, so he's pretty much. I know he's gonna be probably retiring pretty soon, so we have to bring in his successor and not get caught with our pants down. There's a couple of kids in the draft, a couple of DBs out of LSU that I like. One of them ran a 4.4, and one of them ran a 4.3, and one of them I like, and they were big, tall, and rangy. One of the reasons I'm thinking of big, tall, and rangy cornerbacks is because we play some big, tall, and rangy receivers, and we tend to get beat on the double moves. And then the thing that pissed me off the most during this season about my birds was the Miami game. Hey, what was the receiver's name who played for Miami? Who was killing? It was a receiver killing us. He was about 6'1", 6'2", hadn't really done nothing all year, but he turned into a Pro Bowler against us, and he was just killing. He was killing Jalen Mills the entire time. Now, some of the guys you might want to get sentimental with, but I'm not getting sentimental with anybody. It's a business, and it's just what it is. But I think we caught a break with Howard being Jordan Howard being hurt, getting hurt at the end of the season, because we could offer him a 1-year contract, a prove yourself contract, which would bode great for us. Hey, how you doing? Hey, man, where you go? Oh, man. This is Get Tanked Happy Hour. I'm going deep into the abyss. What do you guys got for me? I'm looking for some more questions here because I've been left alone. Let me see. Hey, what's up, Kelly? Let's see. We need to be We need to be a first. Yeah, Lisa says we need to be a first half team. Yes, we do. We need to start fast, and finish strong. We need to pressure bust pipes, and we need to be able to blitz more because I'm tired. I don't know about you guys, but I'm tired of seeing a quarterback stand back there and pat the damn ball on third down because he got a 3-man rush. He just got back. What up, Randy Watson, everybody? It's not as a guy from my
that boy good.
That good, good and terrible.
What about safety?
Safety. You know, I will bring both the safeties back, but I would draft some in the mid rounds to be their successors. It's because you have to prepare those guys, and at some point you will know. This is why you say you have to have good. You have to be a good evaluator of talent. Because when you draft guys who you know are going to play, by mid-season, they should be ready to take over the spot from the older guy.
Yeah, agreed.
And if they're not, then they're just going to be special teams players until you get rid of their ass.
Lisa Moran says we need to be a first-half team, too.
I know. We just touched on that. We first start fast and finish strong. Yeah. Strike first, strike fast. No mercy, sir.
Hold on. First of all. Because I had a problem with
strike
it.
First! Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. There's no mercy in this
no
dojo.
Mercy.
All right.
Pain does not exist in this dojo.
But I had a problem with some of my friends traveling.
What happened?
Because they didn't know the first thing to say after I said this.
What?
Shark bait.
Wait a minute. which movie is that?
Come on.
Because
if you don't know what to say the second you say... Shark bait.
Shark bait?
Ooh, ha, ha.
Wait a minute. Wait, is that one of those? Which movie is that?
Come on.
I can't.
On.
Not because I've seen most movies, but I haven't seen all of them.
Finding Nemo.
Oh! Shark bait.
Shark bait.
Ooh, ha, ha. Shark bait.
And this happened.
I have Nemo.
So I lied.
I have Nemo the actual
fish. Yeah. All right.
And Marlin, his dad.
I lied. We actually went out fishing. But we went out reef fishing, like the stuff in the back.
We were only catching
fish about this big.
Uh-huh.
Just because we wanted to bend the pole.
Right.
And Ken caught a puffer fish.
Oh.
The puffer fish from the tank.
He put it back, right?
Oh, you can't touch it.
No, so you had to put it back, though.
Well, yeah.
Because I had one in my tank. But yeah. Actually, I had some.
And remember when he gets excited and finding Nemo, he's like,
oh, yeah, no.
Okay, I'll be back.
You made me ink. but when you said that, I have a saltwater tank and I have Nemo in there, and I had Marlin and I had Dory. Dory, she expired. She was like 13 years old, but Marlin kept swimming backwards and jumped out the tank, and so I saw he was dried out on the ground one day when I came back from working out.
Oops,
what happened?
Marlin jumped out of the tank.
Yeah, he jumped out of the fish tank. But Nemo started out like about this big. Nemo's not this damn big now.
Does he have an amoeba?
No, he's got he's
Is it an amoeba? No.
No. You talking about the little wing?
No, the thing, the poisonous thing they live in. An anemone.
Anemone. Don't hurt yourself, son.
But
he has we don't have an anemone. But we have Nemo is big as hell now though.
Nice.
He's but you only know he's Nemo.
I'm gonna tell you go to the bathroom. I'm gonna put a fucking hook in your pool.
I don't know. It's a tiger fish in there, and a couple of a fish with teeth that you could actually see through the tank.
Mm-hmm.
So you would be going in there at your own risk.
All right. So free agency.
Yes.
The tampering date is now what?
I think it's been pushed to. It was supposed to be Sunday, right?
It was supposed to be today.
I think they pushed. It may have been pushed to
15th?
Sunday. So today's the 13th.
Uh-oh.
Today's Friday the 13th. I forgot. I know they pushed it to a couple of days back, just because they a lot of the scouts were going to pro days. And they cut that out. So it's kind of the coronavirus has really got everything jumbled up,
jacked up.
Yeah. But I don't even like coronas like that. But you know, sometimes you just get tired.
And just so you know, we were about to have another event finally at Delilah's. Mm-hmm. It was going to be the first baseball night in Philadelphia on March 27th.
Damn.
Baseball and babes. And unfortunately, that's going to get postponed.
Well, actually, I do have to tell you that Joyce had, when you said, ooh, how, Joyce already had to find a new
mom. Did she have it?
She had it. I just looked down at it, and she
so Joyce is not just a big set of boobs, huh?
No, she's not just a big sexy smile. She's not just a pretty face.
Is she a sister?
Yes.
She's oh, sister. Yeah, I got to try that. Kelly. Hey, come on over.
A lot of people talk about what's
push to Monday, Mike. Okay, it's push to Monday.
Push to Monday.
That's okay. That's not much. It's bucks. What?
Yeah,
it's 3 days. It was supposed to be today, right, Mike?
Yeah, it was supposed to be today. But it's
Lisa. Come on, really?
What you say?
Hope we have a football season.
We're gonna have football season.
Come on, this is gonna go away. It's gonna go away fast. Just as a matter of fact, with what you're seeing right now, you've never seen this.
Yeah.
When it comes to a pandemic. All right.
Well, not only that is, I think the people are taking it serious.
Well,
Happy Friday,
we
right?
did, we did. You yeah. know, we yeah. took. Hey, if Hollis and I get sick, we're gonna go down to Panama, have a couple more shots, and be good to go.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm just.
But you know, we're taking measures because we don't want to see Chris or Pops's kids get yeah. sick. You know,
yeah,
I get it.
We don't want to see the whole family get
yeah,
sick.
Yeah. Okay. So it was supposed to be today.
Yeah.
I was right.
Yeah, you
thanks,
correct.
Mike Moyer.
You were
so
correct.
So it's pushed to Monday. It's not that big of a fucking deal. And
it is.
And it's probably not that big of a deal. Why is it a big deal?
Okay, it may not be a big deal.
Thank you.
But it is. Because
you fucking prick.
No, because
thank you, but it is.
Yeah, but as a player.
Way to throw that in.
Well, not because as a player, you kind of want to know where you're going.
3 fucking days.
You remember what
tell him to go to the Bryce Harper School of fucking free agency.
You remember what happened with Frank Gore had 3 more days.
I didn't want him here anyway.
I did. Hey, Frank Gore is a beast, dude. I don't care. He's one of those runners, and I played against him a few times. I did maul him, but he was able to fall forward against somebody else. It wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
All right, let's do this.
What's
Jeff
up?
Smith, my fucking best friend growing up and neighbor. How are you, sir?
How the hell are you, Jeff? How things going?
Yeah, man.
Good things. Mazel, mazel.
Jeff. Meet one of my best friends now, Hollis Thomas.
Good things. Mazel, mazel.
Jeff made living in Pottstown bearable.
Mm.
Yeah. Outside of that, not so much. Let's do this. Let's take one more quick break. We're going to come back. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to talk about the draft.
The draft.
All right. We talked about free agency.
The free agency.
You did. We're going to talk about the draft. We come back.
Okay.
Then we're going to wrap up the show. We're about an hour and a half into it right now. We had some announcements we really wanted to make. 102.5.
Joyce wants everybody to know that I have Johnny Walker Black in my blood. I'm immune.
Yeah.
And I'm a man.
Hey,
and I win.
I've lived by the premise: the more alcohol you drink, the more it kills. Now, sometimes it's not good. But
I'm a man, and I win.
Jeff, it's good to see you, brother. You got to come down, Jeff. You got to come down in studio one these days, and yeah, we got to do some silly shit. We got to go play pool. Jeff and I used to play pool after school every day for hours a day.
Can you guys bowl?
Bowl?
Yeah,
knock you the fuck out.
You guys want to play?
I don't know. Apparently, Javon Kirsto has an average of 170, which I'm not buying.
No, he is good.
I ain't buying it.
No, trust me.
Ain't buying it.
But you got your
ain't
own.
Ain't buying it.
Okay, but you got
when
your
you have
own,
your own bowling alley?
No, your own shoes and ball? That means you're fucking.
I have my own shoes, and I got 2 of them. So.
But you're not bowling with them. I got
yeah,
these,
I am.
I got these warm nuts, too, but I'm just saying. We're going to take a quick break.
Uh-oh, wait. What'd I miss?
What's up?
I missed something. Uh-oh.
What's that? What's happening?
Oh, I missed something.
Awkward.
Awkward. It's all right. This is why I will no longer be producing.
I don't know.
Little white people music here, Hollis. You can be all right.
This is just music, dude. I'm a man. I win.
I'm a man. You guys, we'll be back with the Get Tanked Happy Hour right after this.
Could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high. Way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy. Working on mysteries without any clues. working on our night moves, trying to make some front page driving news, working on our night moves. In the summertime, some high in the sky song. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could, to the back room, to the alley, or the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share, working on our night moves, trying to lose the awkward teenage blues, working on our night moves. Mm-hmm. And it was summertime. Mm-hmm. Sweet summertime, summertime. The lightning, yeah. Waited on the thunder, waited on the thunder. I woke last night to the sound of thunder. How far off, I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves, when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves, with autumn closing in.
Back on the Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, 6:32 on the East Coast.
Look at that.
I just love how Hollis always has the handle of fucking black right there.
That's how I roll. That's how I roll. I'm a man and I win.
Nah, Chris, we didn't make the announcement yet. We just keep alluding to it.
We're not going to make it yet,
the
Chris.
Announcement that we made is the action hero, science fiction hero, superhero bracket challenge, which we're going to have.
Yes.
We made the announcement about 160 underprivileged Philadelphia kids and their guardians paid for to see the premiere of SpongeBob
SquarePants.
SquarePants on May 22nd with
the Tank,
Hollis Tank Thomas, at AMC Broad Street 7. But we have not made the announcement about the other stuff, which we still can't talk about because the meeting today was postponed. The third meeting was postponed because iHeart. Shit.
because iHeart closed the studio today.
Because so. All the, because we were, the city, the entire city was closed down.
Yeah. So, but no, not another baby born, Chris. Another baby born?
No.
But this is the third time I've come back from either Florida or being out of the country for the meeting, and it didn't happen.
Yep.
So we're letting it go because I'm good friends with two of the three constituents here.
Yes.
But you know, I get it. I was pissed when I woke up this morning. But
well, you had to know it was going to be.
But
a band.
I got to go back to sleep.
Yeah, but you had to know it was going to be a ban everywhere, though.
Yeah. Well, you know,
especially after last night.
I didn't know everybody was going to be spreading seed, and I didn't know that there was going to be a fucking pandemic. So, we will
get this.
We will get through.
Later. Yes, we will.
We will come out
yes.
on top.
Yes, we will.
We might even come on top.
In more ways than one.
Where's our girl?
Where's who?
Got D's.
D's. D's nuts. she. Oh yeah. I'm laughing because she. Oh
yeah.
They're practicing social distance.
What happened?
She said we're practicing social distancing.
Hey, no social distance practicing here. As a matter of fact, I'll say it again. If you are of Chinese descent and you feel unloved right now, come on over, baby. I will give you some loving.
Not me.
No problem.
I'm going to go home. Go home and take a sis bath or something. I don't know.
You and your bath salts have fun. Anyway, yeah, so free agency. Already talked about what are we doing in the draft? 22nd pick?
22nd pick. And actually, you know what? The draft is pretty much predicated.
How many draft picks do we have this year?
10.
All right. So we're back in a.
We're back in retooling
position.
Yeah. I think we have to get quality in the first three or four rounds.
You know what I might say at this point?
What's that?
All right. Howie, I know you're a fucking king of making moves,
uh-huh.
But unless you know there is that absolute
killer,
you know, drop dead, cannot miss pick
mm-hmm.
that you could trade up for,
stay put.
I'm staying put, and I'm drafting best player available.
Exactly. Well, yeah. Well,
because we need players at every position right now. Every position except quarterback.
I think we need more cornerback and linebacker first.
Can you agree?
I can agree, but
that we need position players at every position other than quarterback.
You know, we need playmakers.
And well, that's why you draft the best player available.
We need defensive playmakers though. And here we go.
All right,
I'm gonna
trounce you.
Okay, go
all right, right now because all right, you get Derek Barnett,
right,
and Brandon Graham
right.
off the edge.
Right.
All right, you get Malik Jackson back healthy.
Right.
All right. You're platooning. You're gonna re-sign Timmy Jernigan.
Possibly. Yeah.
No, he's coming back.
But they might bring back Fat Thor.
Thor.
Fat Thor.
Fat Thor.
Yeah.
I'm going to say... hold on. Lisa, you don't sucky-sucky, and if you do, I'm sure it's good. Giggity.
giggity. All right.
I think your defensive line healthy helps the rest of the defense.
To a certain extent.
To a certain extent. Malik Jackson in that lineup, that whole fucking dynamic changes because there's another half second loss.
Less. Yeah, but then you have to realize this, too. How many times have we got beaten on a double move real fucking quick?
Well, a double move takes an extra half second.
Not
just
really.
Just saying. Mike Moyer, last one or two. Chuck Norris once winked at a girl. Little did he know he invented the squirt gun.
Awkward. Now, what I was saying was I feel like we still need to.
Zach agrees. Best player available.
Yeah, best player available. I still think we should go cornerback, though. Cornerbacks, because we have to build a secondary.
It's such a hit or miss.
What everything else is.
Rasul Douglas, Sidney Jones.
Nelson Aguilar.
Oh well, first of all, that was
Denny Watkins.
they were not the best players available. Okay. Those were position players drafted. No.
I'll tell you what they said.
Football fucking genius. Reinforced my argument.
No, I'll tell you what they said.
Those were positions of need, and they were not the best players available in the draft.
Hold on.
When
they drafted Danny Watkins, who was our guards?
Exactly.
We didn't have
anything.
Yeah, we did. We had some that would last longer than
him. But Danny Watkins is not the best player available. As a matter of fact, everybody said it was still a questionable pick.
It was a very questionable pick.
Why are we bringing that up?
He was damn near 30.
Why are we even bringing it up?
Because when we go for best, what we think is...
That was not that, best available player. Let everybody else pick him.
Whoa. This is what I'm trying to say. When our organization goes for, quote-unquote, what they think is the best player available, they do things like that.
All right. Brent MC. What's up, Brent? How you feeling, man? I hope you're well. Jaquan Jarrett.
Thanks, Rick.
Yeah.
Rick.
Lisa Moran, quarterback skeptical. Still? Come on.
Not really. I'm not skeptical.
I'm good with him.
I'm good with the QB. It's
Mike Moyer, I like what he says. Move Rasul to safety.
I've been saying that.
Yeah. Then he doesn't have to get beat on the double move.
Yeah.
He can get beat on the deep ball, but still,
we had Mills and Darby getting torched.
Well, Darby isn't coming back.
Yeah, not for $9 million. Son of a million.
No.
Joyce wanted me to let you know.
Good, brother. Hope so, man.
Joyce wanted me to let you know that she's half Filipino.
Oh, maganda na mago po, como está?
I don't know what that means, but it sounds like this.
She knows that's Tagalog.
Oh, that's Tagalog. Okay. Good things, mazel. Cornerback, middle linebacker, guard.
All right. You're middle linebacker the whole way. Didn't you address that in free agency?
Who do we get?
Kid out of Green Bay.
Did we get him? We got him.
Are you bringing Nigel back?
No, I don't know. He might get more money somewhere else. And this is the thing too. It's when you look at it, the grand scheme of things, it was two guys we were looking at: one out of Green Bay and one out of Chicago.
Chicago.
But also somebody. Who was that? The Raiders just let go of a quality middle linebacker who's not only smart, he's played in a.
Then why'd they let him go?
Because he was making more money than they wanted to pay him.
All right, well there we go. We won't see him here.
No. It will take a little bit less to get him here though. He's from here. He's from here.
What do you mean?
He played at Temple.
Who?
Landry? Lindry?
The white kid?
That's a black kid.
Oh,
it's a black kid.
But I know you remember.
No, he's been playing in the league for a little bit. He's smart.
I just want to know how this guy got into the NFL.
Who? Lindy? Oh, who that?
The coach from Temple. He went to Baylor.
Are you talking about now in Carolina? What's his name? Matt Rhule. You know he was in the NFL before he came to Temple, don't
you? Yeah, he was also in a Sped school.
Oh God.
Sorry, I said it.
I just work here. I just
yeah.
Just be leaving.
Whatever.
Hey, how about Runyon Jr.?
He says no.
At guard?
Hold on. Let's talk about juniors and how well they've done.
No, at guard though.
Let's talk about a tight end in Cleveland.
At guard though. No, we not. We don't. I don't want to mess with that.
Come on, I do.
Good. That's horrible though. It was horrible too.
Banging out hookers. Banging out homeless hookers.
But do you know the magnitude of just Miami tight ends in general?
All I know is I'm getting tanked.
No, but I know. Yes, you are. You Miami tight ends in general, though. But I know what you're talking about, though. Kellen Winslow III.
Yeah, Kellen Winslow. Yeah, come on.
But as a matter of fact,
he raped a homeless girl.
A bunch of them. But it was 8 or 9.
Really?
Yeah. He's got a lot of time. But I do like.
I guess "Night Moves" was the appropriate fucking song to play before that.
And they were in their 60s and 70s too, but I digress. Exactly. So
Jesus Christ.
So I digress. I do. I've watched Runyon Jr. play, and I wouldn't mind him at guard. I'm talking about he's a destroyer.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I'm telling you. I'm just telling you. If he's running like the second or third round, I wouldn't pass on him.
I don't know, man.
I'm just saying.
I'm lost.
No, you're not. You're
no, I, you know what? Every year we talk about the draft. Every year it doesn't go the way we think it's going to.
It never does.
The only time it did was with Carson.
Yeah.
Recently.
Right.
All right. You're not, as long as they don't draft Marcus Smith out of Louisville, I'm good.
God, good God.
Just talk about a fucking total waste.
He was a Buffalo Wild Wings. With his family.
Lisa Moran, nothing. Hashtag homeless hookers. Love them.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Awkward.
Yeah.
No, but it was like
60 and 70-year-old homeless hookers.
Yes, it was. And actually,
giggity.
And I saw a couple of them weren't homeless. A couple of them were at the gym that he worked out at. And it was a 70-year-old one that at the gym he worked out at. It was real bad. It was really, really bad.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Oh, my God. Moyer, stop. Last one. Chuck Norris taught a yoga class. That studio is now a water park. What's wrong with you,
know.
Dude?
I don't know. I just work here. Most of the things. But back to our birds, though. I didn't want to go into this.
Burgess.
I was going to talk about not giving Deuce the gig.
Let's talk about that, man.
Not giving Deuce the gig. Instead of just going ahead and giving Deuce the gig, put his foot in the round and bringing Marty Morningwig back. I love Marty.
How does everybody feel about that still watching? Marty Morningwig back. Yay.
I like Marty's my guy. Marty's my guy because he's a good time guy.
You guys do at a strip club, I already know I do it better with you.
Hey, when he's on, he's on. It's like, but sometimes when the other team has his number, it's just like, But it's like, but why instead of
he's predictable?
Yeah, and this is the thing too. It's like you just saw what Eric Bieniemy did for Eric sleeping with Bieniemy. Yeah, you saw what he did. Because it's like, because everybody kept talking about that, I was like, those are his plays. And I was like, he is innovative like that. And when you get him down, he is not going to quit. And I know he'll tell you this more than anything. I can't remember what his youngest son had an ailment. And I guarantee you where he got the fight from, because they unprecedentedly came back from 10 points down in each of the playoff games, including the Super Bowl. And he was at the helm, and you can't tell me that his kid didn't. His kid had like one of those dire straight ailments, but he stayed in San Diego for a while just to make sure he got the treatment. But you can't tell me that he didn't get that type of inspiration and that fight from watching his kid fight.
Well, Eric Bieniemy is going to be a head coach somewhere this year.
He should have been one this year. Yeah, they get.
Matt Rhule. You took Matt Rhule over Eric Bieniemy.
Not only that, did you see the guy they brought in at Cleveland?
No.
He's from here, and then he went to Minnesota with DeFilippo.
Where'd you get your experience, Madden?
What, 2000?
Yeah. All right, so everybody, next week? All right.
What are we at next week?
Next week, we need two females in studio. Forget Tag Tappy Hour. No hookers, no strippers.
Please, no. This is
No. No hookers, no strippers.
No hookers and strippers in studio next week.
All right. We want two females in studio.
To get Tag Tappy Hour.
To give the female perspective on sports.
Female perspective on sports.
We're not talking about the women's soccer team right now.
Right.
Even though that could be a big topic.
You can't pigeonhole them. So you just say that you just want their opinion on sports. Because when you say sports, you want their
opinion on sports.
In general, yeah.
But I want their opinion on female sports as well because I don't watch it. Sorry, not being sexist. I just don't want it. I just don't want to watch it.
What up, Kev? Kev's on a break at work.
Lisa Moran, you're in. In. Oh. All right, Lisa, in. Two thumbs up.
Paul, I'm the only one who uses this mic, Paul. Paul told me don't get too close to this mic. It has a carnivore on my bad. Crevassier, is that Crevassier or Corona?
Crevassier bias?
Oh, man. So we'll be back next week at the same time, same bad channel.
I think we're going to be wrapping up the show. We've gone almost 2 hours. I hope we entertained you while everybody's quarantined sitting at home.
Yep.
I have never seen this little traffic on Friday over the bridge.
Oh, yeah, 95, too. Oh, my dear.
All right, so just so you guys can see, all right, from our studios here,
It's a beautiful. Hold on, it's a beautiful. Hold on, so I can. Let me give you guys a view
here in the city, which means all the traffic as well.
See the traffic. Let's see.
And there has been no traffic on 95. 676, nothing.
It's a little bit over there. Not
all
that
right,
much.
Good. Lisa Moran, I don't watch female sports. Good. Perfect. Come on in.
Awesome sauce.
Anyway, what do you think, Big Dog? You want to wrap it up?
Wrap it up. Yeah, we can wrap it up. You know what?
Anything else you want to get off your chest?
Not really. Just want to tell Diaz to shut up. Diaz to shut up. Hold on a second.
In the words of our world famous champ.
Shut up, Diaz.
Shut up, Diaz.
And don't try to start an argument with me if you don't have any playoff victories.
Oh.
Or you ain't been to the finals.
Oh my God, Moyer, enough. No more Chuck Norris.
Thanks, Jeff.
Hold on. No more shtick.
Chuck Norris,
Family Guy, when Peter's in Dr. Hartman's office.
You know why he
Oh, my God. All right. The only thing that we have to worry about now is your liver. It's been in the microwave too long. If you leave it in there too long, it'll get dry. Please, no more shtick.
Now, you know why he's giving you another shtick, don't you? Because Chuck Norris just turned 80 this week.
Chuck Norris is 80?
80 years old. He just turned 80 years old this week.
From Japanese imprisonment camps to or Vietnamese prison camps. Anyway,
now, Paula, I'm not going to report that what you did to the porta potties at your job site. We about to get up out.
I don't
here.
Know what the fuck just happened, but I snarfed. All right, let's do this. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, grab me some hand sanitizer, Joyce. Joyce is going to grab me some hand sanitizer.
Joyce, are you coming in next week?
I don't know. Are you coming in next week, Joyce? She'll tell me when we get off.
All right.
So to speak.
All right, everybody. Signing off on the Get Tanked Happy Hour until next Friday. My name's Quimby. My partner, Hotless Tank Thomas. We will see you next week.
Awesome sauce.